You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is March 5th, 2025. Hope you're doing well. This episode of the Hierarchy Podcast is brought to you by theblowers.com for all of your blowjob needs, both giving and receiving. I don't have any promo codes or anything. Just go there, open an account, and enjoy yourself, okay? It's just that easy. I'm on there, so look me up, Hierarchy PCast. So, and also, lustyage.com for all of your dildos and vibrators and lube and all that other stuff. You can get 10% off with SAMFWA as a promo code, so go ahead and give that a shot. Anyway, I had a bunch of stories recently published on the website, but one particular one has gotten a lot of attention, and it certainly threw me for a loop. And I think I want to talk about this. I had something else I was going to talk about tonight, but I'm going to push that off for tonight because I want to deal with this breaking story, I guess. A few days ago, I was contacted by a mother of a son. The son's name is Lucas. He's 15 years old, and I don't get this a lot. Every once in a while, I'll get a letter from a father concerned about his son being a faggot, usually, you know. Occasionally, I'll get an alpha father bragging about his alpha sons or something like that. But I rarely get mothers because, of course, this is primarily a gay website. It deals with hierarchy and male hierarchy, so there's not a lot of females that get exposed to this website at all. So I guess it should not be that surprising. But I received a letter from a mother. Her name is Sophie, and she wrote her first letter was in the questions from readers inbox, and she wrote this.
Dear webmaster, I am the proud single mother of a 15-year-old son. I found your site on the advice of a friend about my questions about my son. My son is very good-looking and smart. I know many mothers would say that, but some of my son's behavior with his friends makes me wonder. Lately, he and one of his friends often challenge each other to video games, making bets. From what I can see, my son always wins, and his friend's forfeit is to kiss his feet. This week, he had brought over a girlfriend and two friends. She was sitting on the couch, resting in his arms. The two boys were sitting on the floor at their feet. Later, she massaged his back, and each of the other two massaged a foot. Reading your site makes me wonder, is my son an alpha? Or is he too young to consider it? Is there anything I should do for him? My only wish is for him to be happy. Thanks for your insights. Sophie.
Well, I was thrown for a loop, okay? And I, first of all, whoever that friend is, thank you for recommending the site and bringing this, your friend, to me, because I'm probably the one you want to talk to about this kind of thing. So, and I'm very humbled and very grateful for the opportunity as well. So, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out, really. Lucas, her son, her 15-year-old son, is definitely alpha. You know, not just for the foot worshiping aspect, because young alphas definitely focus on feet and feet domination and feet foot worship, because it's easy, you know. It's mostly non-sexual. I mean, it's kind of, there's a sexual element to it, but you know, it's something very easy, and very, I mean, I actually think that foot domination, like having somebody kneel down and kiss your feet or rub your feet or whatever, kiss your feet while they're rubbing it, whatever. I actually think that's sort of extra dominant, to be honest with you, but, that is a clear indication. And the other thing is, and I do this with alphas particularly, I kind of tend to rate alphas based on their surroundings, how people around them react to them. Like, for instance, that's how I rank God alphas and apex alphas and regular alphas. How other people react to them. You know, do they follow them? Do they obey them, etc.? Alphas are very hierarchical that way, and they all know, as a class of alphas, who the leaders are, right? So if we look at this situation, Alpha Lucas is, you know, he's got his woman there, you know, and they're probably, you know, he's holding her or whatever, but he's got two faggots, and they are faggots, at his feet, rubbing his feet, okay? It's, now, I don't know if Lucas has breached that subject with these faggots or not. Like, I don't know if he calls them faggots or considers them to be his faggots. There's no real evidence of that at this point, but it's pretty clear that those two are faggots, the ones that were rubbing his feet. They probably just haven't, they probably don't really even know, okay? They're just following their instinct as faggots, natural-born faggots. And just like Lucas is a natural-born alpha, okay? And so all this stuff that's happening here is instinct. These kids are 15 years old, and they're following their instinct. There's no really, like, a real conscious kind of direction to any of their actions. It's what feels good. The power feels good for Lucas. The submission feels good for the faggots. You know, everybody's happy. One thing I will say this, and this is where I start to think to myself, okay, Lucas is probably much more powerful than even regular alphas. He's probably an apex alpha because he doesn't have a problem using faggots in front of his girlfriend, which at 15 years old, that's pretty extraordinary, okay? So he does it apparently a lot. So I think that's kind of interesting. It tells me something about Lucas's power level at this point. And he seems to be pretty powerful to me, you know. Of course, I don't know him, but anyway, so I wrote that very thing to her, to Sophie, about her son being alpha, you know. And absolutely, he is. She wrote back sometime, like a day or two later. She's been very, like, she's punctual and she's very serious about this, and I really admire that. So she wrote a follow-up letter, and here's what she wrote. And listen to what she did here. This is pretty extraordinary.
Mr. Sam, thank you very much for your kind answer. I must say I am very, very proud of my handsome son, and I would not be surprised if he were bound for a great superior life. I know that most mothers feel that way, so I don't want to overinterpret. But the signs seem to point in that direction. Yesterday, I wanted to have a serious discussion with Lucas about this. I told him that I noticed he was dominant with his friends. He told me they are nice buddies, and they agree they are inferiors to me. They like treating me like their king. I asked him if he felt like he was superior to most boys his age, and he said that he did. I like dominating lesser people, he said. I did my best to explain my concerns while respecting his privacy and his liberty. I said to him, "You have every right to enjoy dominating people your age who submit to you, and you are free to take steps to make them do so. But please be careful to not put yourself or anyone else in danger, my love. And do tell me if there's a problem." He gave me a big hug and promised to be careful. I trust my Lucas, even if I can't help worrying for him. I'm a mom. To be honest, I'm a bit concerned about his lack of a father figure. I try to balance my time as best I can between pursuing my career and taking care of my son. But I haven't found the strong, powerful man I have been looking for and who could be a role model for my boy. Do you think living with a single mother can be detrimental to his potential alpha development? Should I find an alpha male role model for him to look up to? Thank you for your help, Sophie.
I can't tell you how extraordinary this letter is from Sophie, okay, Lucas's mother. Because she is taking this very seriously, and as well she should, but she recognizes that she's the mother of an alpha, a very powerful young alpha appears, you know. And she's not trying to steer him away for fear that he might be using faggots or something or whatever, or being abusive or whatever, that a lot of people, when they see a young alpha, they want to correct him, you know what I mean? Rein him in. Society wants to rein him in. But she recognizes something very basic and true, which is hierarchy is real. And it's natural. It's how things are supposed to be. And so her viewpoint is, how can I help him as a woman, as a mother, help him to develop this alpha, this natural alpha instinct that he has? How can I make him more alpha? How can I help him be the best alpha that he could possibly be? She respects hierarchy. And I just, how is it that this mother, this female mother, you know, understand hierarchy and accept it so much better than other males that are, you know, that it's affecting? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand how she understands this so much, except I would say this, that women, a lot of times, they want a dominant man. They appreciate a dominant alpha male, okay? Even though a lot of times they turn around and they start crying and saying, oh, he treats me like garbage. Well, guess what? You can't have it both ways, okay? Alphas are going to probably treat you like, you know, you're like a hole, just like every other hole, right? But women generally appreciate a dominant man, and she clearly does. So she recognizes that her son is not like other males, and Lucas admits it, right? So he already knows. He's already seeing hit the difference in him versus his peers, for I'm sure of many reasons, right? But I, you know, there, I have pointed out a few things that really, really strike me about this story. But one other thing, I will just say this. Hierarchy is real, okay? And we see it very, very clearly in this story more than most other stories. Because here we have a 15-year-old boy, essentially, young man, who is clearly alpha, who's been alpha his whole life, and he's alpha right now at 15. I mean, he just went through puberty probably a year or two earlier, right? Maybe 3 years or something. Like, he's just turned into the beginnings of a man, right? And here he is, completely, fully formed as an alpha on the scene. Here he is. Like, and when people say that it's not real, that alphahood is not real or hierarchy is not real, look at Lucas. Look at his example. Look at his effect on his mother, because she recognizes it, you know. I mean, you just have to, like, it's like if everybody was running in one direction away from something, you have to assume that what they're all running away from is something big and powerful and scary, right? They're all reacting to the same stimulus. Well, like, it's the same with alphahood. People are all running toward alpha or running away from an alpha because the alpha himself emits this power that affects everybody around him. So if everybody is having that effect, then that is clearly indicating an alpha presence. And, you know, it's just like anything else. I don't know how anybody can deny this, given the proof, you know. So I don't know. I think I have, through my efforts in the last 9 years, I think I have produced so much content, so many true stories about alphas, about these true stories about alphas and what alphas do and what they can do, that I say with 1,000% confidence, and I think anybody who is even in my orbit understands that alphas are real. Alphas are extremely powerful. Alphas rule the world. And literally anything an alpha wants, he can take. He can have it. It's just a matter of how he does it, you know. Does he do it with a righteous intent, with a goodness, you know what I mean? Or does he hurt people to take what he wants? Is he a bully? Is he cruel? You know, that's where Protector Alpha and Destroyer Alpha kind of come into play here. You know, Lucas right now is 15 years old. He's got both qualities in him. What kind of alpha is he going to be with that great, great power that he has? This power that was given to him by nature. He was born with it. What kind of alpha is he going to be? I don't know. I think he sounds, from what the little bit that I've got, that he's probably a protector alpha. But he's very confident in himself, and he's very confident in his power, and he recognizes that he deserves this. That's not bad. You know, people in the world say that's bad, but it's not bad. An alpha deserves it. Why would you deny an alpha anything that he deserves? And he deserves the world, right? So, in England, they have a royal family, and Prince William was born to eventually be king. He was born and raised up as a future king. Lucas was also born a king, and his mother is attempting to raise him as a king. The king he is, the king he was meant to be. And, you know, I applaud that, because I wish more parents were like Sophie. You know, parents who recognize their son's superiority and encourage it, rather than tell them to be humble or be nice or whatever. Encourage them, their alphahood, because that kind of blessing is rare, you know. So I just hope that through the examination of this particular story, which I think is one of the really most profound stories I've ever written about, people will accept the truth about hierarchy, that it is natural. It's born. We're born with these roles. I was born a faggot. Lucas was born an alpha. You know, Lucas is 15 years old. I'm not 15 years old, but my natural inclination is to respect him and honor him because he is my superior, even though he's 15, right? So, and every faggot on earth should kneel before this young king and, you know, worship him. Every female is going to surrender to him, you know. All the riches and the glory of this earth, this world we live in, is all going to be laid at Alpha Lucas's feet. That's his future. And it's a bright future. And I don't want anybody to take that from him by stifling him in any way. I want him to grab hold of that whole power that he has and make it work completely in his favor. Bend everyone's will, make them serve him, you know, make them turn them into slaves of his, like the servants. Make them become his property. Make the world his property, because that's what it really is. So, anyway, if I just want to say thank you to Sophie, who, for her insight and her conscious effort to try to understand something that maybe she didn't really understand, other than she's a human being and we all respond to hierarchy as human beings. So I commend her very much for that, and for all the work she's doing with her son. So, and you know, as far as Alpha Lucas is concerned, well, you know, I just know things are going to work out just fine for him, more than fine. So anyway, well, this is kind of a longish episode, but I hope you enjoyed it. And I do hope that all of you, faggots, alphas, betas, all of you, think about your place in hierarchy, Lucas's place in hierarchy, and how we all do fit together in this incredible power structure, essentially, of hierarchy and our place in it and how we make it work, you know, together. So anyway, I will let you go. Again, check out theblowers.com and also lustyage.com for more fun beyond the podcast. So my Patreon is up, of course, Hierarchy University at patreon.com, and all the other good goodies, please visit them. Please follow me everywhere. So I will talk to you soon, okay? Love you. Bye.